play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Green Glove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Welcome back to the pregame show, or welcome back to Galesburg High School. Now we'll send it down to Bill Elson for the starting lineups.
Now for your starting lineups. First for the Pioneers, a 5'7 sophomore, number 10, Isabel Anderson. A 5'10 senior, number 22, Ann Bonert. A 5'6 junior, number 24, Anna Wetherill. A 5'4 senior, number 32, Abby Johnson. And a 5'11 junior, number 44, Aaron Morrissey. Pioneers coached by Jay Hatch, assisted by Chuck Ledbetter, Shannon Harding, and Mark Brooks. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'4 senior, number 5, Rainey Sibley. 5'8 sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. 5'7 senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. 5'3 senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And 5'5 senior, number 32, Sharon Diggins. Silver Streaks coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Well, the Streaks in their home unis tonight with white all over, Streaks in black on the front, numbers in silver, silver and black down the sides. Almond in their traveling green uniforms, green all over with white stripes on the side, white numbers, and white Almond Catholic across the front.
Well, you know, this one coming in tonight, Eric, it's really one that Almond, they need to get on the board in the Western Big Six, but certainly the Silver Streaks can't afford to let them do that. Silver Streaks still in contention somewhat at 2-2. Will anybody catch Rocky? Well, everybody's playing for second place maybe at this point.
I think everybody's been struggling. And quickly, the ball tipped back to Isabel Anderson of Almond, and she's quickly followed by Sharon Diggins. Sharon closed out on her in the backcourt, and it looked like her shoulder went into the face of Isabel Anderson.
Yeah, that's a tough way to start the game if you're Anderson. She's still holding her face out there, and she got shook up pretty. I've never seen that on an opening tip before.
No, that was a quick foul. The first of the game, obviously, for the Streaks and for Sharon. And we're still waiting for Isabel to compose herself. Usually by now the refs would have taken her to the bench, but I think they're asking her if she wants to come out, and she says she wants to stay in.
Yeah, I'm surprised Jay Hatch hasn't had her come out, but of course any coach wants their players to be able to bounce back and be tough, and so Anderson, she's going to stay out there.
Bonert inbounds to Anna Wetherill. She brings it near side, dribbling, passes it in the middle of the lane, tipped up, collected by Aaron Morrissey. Now she loses it again, recollects again, this time throws it to Jessica Lieber, a little Just Express, all the way down, 2 points. for the senior from Galesburg. So quickly, 2-0 Galesburg as they get a steal and a turnover right away. And back the other way is Anna Wetherill. She takes it in. Now it's going to pull it back out. Double team by Casey and Rainey. Gets it to Morrissey in the middle of the lane, and she'll sink the short jumper. Streaks back the other way, pushing the tempo. It's pushed up by Jessica Lieber to Sharon. Ball tapped out of bounds by number 24, Anna Wetherill. So quickly, Jim, we're getting it right after. You're getting the taste of the pace here from the Streaks.
Well, it's interesting. Alleman had a 2-on-1 breakout, but Coach Jay Hatch told you in the pregame he didn't want that kind of tempo. You don't see teams pass on a 2-and-1 very often, but they pulled it out and then went into the middle of the lane.
He must have seen Knox play Grinnell and Jessica with the 3. She's perfect from the field. Now 5 points for her in the early going, and she gets the C in Cheeseburger. And now in the backcourt, we're going to get a travel. This travel going against Ann Boner. So a lot of action early on for this Allman team. I don't know that they're used to this pace, Jim.
No, obviously, and a lot of they're 9-7, but they've played a lot of smaller schools when adding up some of their wins.
Lexi Daniels for 3 misses, and the rebound in the backcourt by Isabel Anderson, and she flips it ahead. A nice play by Anna Wetherill to keep the ball in bounds, but now she's going to throw it away. Collected by Allison Manjuri, but unfortunately she's not able to keep in bounds. It looked like she got a little bit of a shove. Resetting the players on the floor right now for the Streak. Sabrina Clay, Elsa Manjuri, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, and Danny Teal. Ball comes inbounds to Isabella Anderson. She goes right back to the inbounder, Anna Wetherill. She hits the short jumper for 2, and it's a 5-4 Streak lead.
Yeah, Alleman made it look easy that time. The trigger just put it inbounds. The ball came right back. She had a short jumper on the right side of the basket, knocked it down.
Little play out of the Streaks book is Allison Manjuri puts up a 3. Long rebound in near side, Sabrina Clay. She kicks it out to Jessica Lieber. Lieber to Manjuri. Manjuri goes up top to Sabrina Clay. Around the horn to Lexi Daniels. She's going to dribble. Jess thinks about a long 3. Nearly out by the volleyball spike line. Allison Manjuri for 3. Corner. No good. And this one's rebounded by Morrissey. And back the other way, Allman's going to try to bring it up against the Streaks press. Finally, it's Wetherill pushing the tempo all the way up the floor. They're now Allman going to slow it down. They go inside to Morrissey, short jumper. She's got it on the far side baseline over Sabrina Clay, so she's got 4 now.
Well, if they keep shooting 5-foot jump shots all night, they're going to be tough to handle. They've had 3 very clean looks at the basket and hit them all.
Back to Jess for 3. Far side, elbow, no good. Tipped out by Sabrina Clay, collected by Anna Boner. She's going to bring it up until she's finally defended. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. And no, we're going to get a foul call. This foul going to go against Danny Teal. That's her first, team second.
Well, Teal was just getting ready to sit down. In fact, she was right in front of the chair where she sat down after the shift change and thought, well, I may as well foul him on the way out, get my name in the book, I guess.
Danny's showing that hustle that we see. It sometimes results in the fouls. As Allman now with the ball in bounce, dribbling up top is Abby Johnson. She throws it over to Ailey Kelso with the steal as they tried to reverse the ball around. Now the ball goes inside. This one to Chloe Anderson. She's fouled on the steal or on the shot attempt.
Good look from Sharon Diggins out there. She's over in front of the Alleman bench and could have had the shot but saw the better opportunity dropping it down to Anderson, and Chloe will get 2 free throws here with 5:21 to go in the first quarter.
Chloe struggled from the line on the season. She's got the first one up and that one's good. Chloe pushes or ties the game up 6-6 now.
You can imagine how tough it's been on Alleman, who came in this year I think with pretty high hopes, but to lose, you know, the two Davis girls and then and have Kelso go down with an injury. Their 2 best players are out. One of their best other ones has an injury, too. So.
Well, and I think the other tough thing is once you think you're going to get Sarah Davis back, she transfers to Anawan. And now a shot blocked by Casey Williams. Morrissey put that one up, rebounded by Sharon. She's pushed it the whole way up the floor. Streaks looking to reverse now. Sammy Thompson struggles with the basketball. It's stolen by Wetherill. She's going to go down, and she's going to lay it in. So a quick change in fortunes there for the Streaks. It looked like they were going to be able to push their lead. No good, though. Ball reversed around. Casey's got it at the top of the key. She pushes far side baseline, Sammy Thompson. She gets it knocked away by Wetherill. Streaks look to rotate. Casey's got it dribbling top of the key. Now out to Chloe. Chloe brings it in off the wing. Chloe to the basket. She's going to get called for the charge and the turnover.
So a couple of quick turnovers against the Silver Streaks. That one a little tougher on the charge. The previous one, that's what Galesburg hates to have happen. That's what we want to do to the other teams, but to give up an easy turnover and a layup, yeah, that's a killer.
Well, and the tough thing is we've seen Sammy get the ball a couple times up top, and she's kind of fumbled it, hasn't caught it cleanly, and that's that time it just came out.
Yeah.
Now pushing against a three-quarter court press by the Streaks is Allman. They get it, break the press easily. Morrissey with a 16-footer, and she's got nothing but net.
Boy, they're just daring her to shoot that, and she's stepping up and knocking it down.
Well, speaking of daring to shoot, Jessica for three, uncontested, knocks it down. That's the second three of the game for Jessica, second for the Streaks. They have now tied it at 10. 4:15 left to go here in the first quarter. All the way down is Bonert. She drops it off to Morrissey. Morrissey makes the layup. Streaks didn't cover help side.
You know, Streaks have problems inside defensively against bigger girls. Morrissey could have a big night tonight.
Well, she's already started 8 points in the early going. This time, Sharon tries to bring it in off the far side wing. She's going to get fouled. It's going to be on Billy Franks, who's had come in the game for Allman. It's her first into the game now for Allman. Daria Guzzo. Isabel Anderson returns, and Carly Anderson seeing her first action of the game. Streaks inbound. This one to Sharon. Sharon to Jessica on the baseline. She's going to dribble around, brings it up top. She's top the key now, out by the volleyball spike line. She gets a pick from Danny, comes all the way down. She puts it up with contact. No shot, but she's going to get the foul called. This one will go against Daria Guzzo, who just came into the game, her first foul.
Mm-hmm. As Lieber rolls around on that right side, you know, somebody really, if they're going to stop Jessica, they just have to come over there and plant themselves, because she's going to force her way in. She reminds me of Grant Gibson on the boys' side of things. She's not going to just stop because you happen to get in the way or give her a shoulder. She's going to get her way into that basket and get herself to the free throw line. She hits the first one right there.
Well, and the other tough thing, Jim, as you'll see, is that Jessica does a good job with the underhand scoop shot, and she's made quite a few circus or acrobatic shots this season, and she puts up the second free throw. This one bounces off, rebounded by Maddie McGuire, who's entered the game. She's going to push it ahead. This one to Isabel Anderson. She has the layup. No good, and she's going to touch the ball first after she had gone out of bounds, so it'll be Street basketball.
I'm sure Jay Hatch would like to have seen Isabel Anderson finish that one off. She had an opportunity. It was on the other end of the court. Jessica Lieber might have got a finger on that ball. I'm not sure she was trailing the play, but for Allman, they hate to miss those opportunities.
Hannah Smith brought the ball up the basketball court. Now it's Haley Kelso back to Hannah Smith. Streaks move right to left. Back to Hannah. She's up top the key, being guarded by Isabel Anderson. She's come all the way up to the spike line. Now Casey Williams with the basketball. She dribbles. She's going to get bumped here by Isabel Anderson. That's going to be her first foul, team's third.
Anderson gets up holding her right shoulder. She's had a tough start to this game. Got popped in the face right after the opening tip and got run over by Anderson there.
And now Hannah Smith gets the inbounds from Casey, passes it over to Chloe. Chloe looking for a pass. Casey, Hannah across the top. Now she's going to reverse it back to Allison Mangieri. Open three up and off the heel of the rim. It's going to kick out, and Allison's going to get her own rebound. She's going to bring it back the other way. Hannah Smith, top the key, now down to Haley Kelso. Casey Williams now back the other way. Allison Mangieri has the basketball with the space. Hannah Smith now. Streaks just reversing it back now. Baseline three from Haley Kelso. No good. No foul call. I think Haley was looking for the foul. Rebound by Billy Franks, and she throws it right away to Casey Williams. A great steal by Casey. Streaks come back the other way. Ball knocked away and now stolen away by Isabel Anderson. She's got the basketball. She's going to push the ball up the floor to Carly Anderson. She's going to throw it over the top. I think pass intended to Doria Guzzo. Almost went out of bounds, but saved by Billy Franks. Back to Guzzo. She gets it underneath, puts the shot up. No, but the foul called.
Good job by Franks to track that ball down in the corner. It just about went out of bounds, and by saving it, she quickly was able to get it off to teammate Dana Guzzo, who nearly converted on 2 points. She'll have to get him at the foul line, though, with Galesburg trailing by a point here early.
First shot up and no good by Guzzo.
I should have asked if the opposing Kelsos are related tonight. Haley for
they
Silver
They are
Streaks.
Not, I can tell you.
Okay.
Just by visual
okay.
look.
Okay. Zoe for Allman, but she's not playing, right?
Correct. Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, and Sharon Diggins back in the game for the Streak. Second shot up and no good as well for Guzzo. She misses, rebounded by Sharon Diggins. Streaks bring it up. It's Jessica Lieber with the basketball to Sabrina Clay. Danny Teal now dribbles. near side to the wing, and then to the baseline. Sharon Diggins back to Jessica Lieber on the wing. She's going to dribble it out. Streaks are going to set up the offense. Screen by Danny Teal. She looks to roll, but rolls right into the defense that was following Jessica. She rotates to Sabrina Clay, guarded by Anderson. Ball works its way back to Jessica Lieber. She throws it to Sabrina Clay, but bump, no call, and that ball's going to go over and out of bounds. Turnover on the Streaks.
Yeah, four turnovers apiece now early in this one. Regularly see multiple turnovers for each team. Gelsberg, of course, hoping to force the opposition into quite a few more, just playing the style that we do.
Ball up, shot by Morrissey, rebounded by Sabrina Clay. Streaks back with it the other way. They push it up to Sharon. Sharon rotates around to Sabrina. She'll take the three up and off the heel of the rim. Rainey goes after the rebound. One goes off her hands and then ultimately off of Abby Johnson on bounce. Streaks will retain possession.
Silver Streaks again coming in off that second place finish in Charleston. A heartbreaker losing the championship to Effingham. But, Eric, it seemed like as we were talking with Coach Massey, they regained a little bit of their flow and their confidence maybe.
That was one of the things that was really lacking from the Streaks through their losing streak and then even the win against Jacksonville. The three up and blocked by Elson Mangieri's three was blocked. Morrissey comes down with it. And now back the other way, it's going to be Allman, and they just an unforced turn. Oh, saved by Isabel Anderson, somehow avoiding the black on the sideline. Now the ball tipped away by Casey Williams and out of bounds. So wild sequence of events there, but Allman's going to retain possession.
And Allman, like anybody playing the Streaks, needs to know you can't throw a long, soft pass because it's got no chance of getting, you know, it might get stolen, or in that case, it just got deflected. They were fortunate that wasn't a turnover. If you're going to throw a long pass, you better have a little zip on it.
Well, and I think that's part of not having Sierra Davis and Dominique Davis, two guards they thought they were going to rely on coming into the season. That ball tipped away by the Streaks. It's going to remain for Allman. They're going to be able to inbound on the baseline. Allman leads 12-11, minute two left to go in the quarter.
Been a tribute to them that they've played as many teams tough as they have without their star players.
Yeah, and you know, that's Jay Hatch's system. You know, they seem to always plug people in. Morrissey gets the inbounds there. One of the things that Jim and I talked about off the air coming into the game was the weakness in the Streaks 2-3 defense on the inbounds is that middle, and they go right inside to Morrissey. She gets the ball, goes up, and gets the foul drawn on Casey Williams. Five fouls on the Streaks. Morrissey's first trip to the free throw line. She shoots it just as soft at the line as she does from the field. She's got nine now.
Yeah, she shoots free throws well. She could very well have a big night because if I'm the Silver Streaks and if she doesn't shoot free throws well, I'm probably fouling her quite a bit because she's got a decided advantage once she gets the ball, well, not even in the lane, but even outside of it, she shoots that ball very well.
Second shot up from Morrissey. That one's up, and it rattles in. Nice. 14-11 now.
Good backspin and a shooter's roll that time off the rim.
The 5'11 junior, very nice-looking player for Jay Hatch. Ball rotated around. Jessica Lieber kicks it. Skip pass over to Elsa Mangieri. Back to Jessica. She's going to drive right side. Spins in. Puts the shot up. No travel call. She gets inside. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Chloe. She puts it up. No good, but she's fouled.
Jay Hatch is up with his arms extended saying, how is that not a travel? And I've got to agree with him. That was a full two steps to Jessica. She was stumbling, but that, whatever the case that led to it, it still was a travel that went uncalled.
Well, ultimately, though, it puts Chloe in the line, and Chloe sinks her third free throw of the game. So after struggling coming into the game from the stripe, she's shot it pretty well so far. 14-12 now. Streaks trail by two. 42 seconds left to go in the opening period.
Tonight finishes up the first round of play in the Western Big Six. These are the only two teams that hadn't seen each other yet.
Chloe sinks the second one as well. Streaks now trail by just a point. Back the other way, it's Anna Weatherall. She pushes it up, now rotated back to her from Boner. Into the middle lane, Morrissey. She kicks it baseline to Billy Franks. Franks to Weatherall. Inside, nice lob pass over the top to Morrissey, and she finishes.
When she threw that, I thought it was going to go out of bounds and ended up right to Weatherall.
Streaks try to do the same thing to Chloe. She's knocked down as she goes for the catch, and Allman's going to get the basketball right back, and they're going to come the other way. Rainey, tough defense on Abby Johnson. Abby's going to get rid of it. Rotated around now to Billy Franks, back up top to Weatherall. She's got it on the far side wing. Now back down far side baseline to Billy Franks. She's going to lob it over the top to Morrissey again. Chloe, good defense, is able to front, knock it away, and no time left. After one, Streaks are trailing 16-13. And you are listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your nationally ranked Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a historic start to a storied program and a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out Assembly Hall for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today. Go Illini!
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, Jim, after one stanza, numbers never lie. What do you have as shooting so far?
Well, it's amazing. We're within three. Alleman shooting 70%, 7 of 10. Streaks just 3 of 12, 25%. Now we're 3 of 13 after a miss by Simlett.
Sharon put that one up, and Morrissey comes down with it. So Sharon misses her first field goal of the game. You don't usually see her go that long without one. And now, who else? Morrissey. Allman goes right inside. An easy layup for Morrissey. And a quick timeout called by Coach Massey. Not happy at all with what he saw right there. A quick ball reversal, and they shot right inside to Morrissey. It's obvious where Coach Hatch knows his advantages right now.
Yeah, just a 30-second timeout, but Evan's going to make his point. Do you see him come off the bench that unhappy very often?
Well, when we see a run like that, right? I'm sure the one thing he said during that quarter break was, we need to make sure we rotate in front. It looks like he wants them to front Morrissey. And what happened right there is that Chloe got caught behind, and it made for an easy drop step for Morrissey. I've been really impressed with her footwork here. She's got 14 of the 18 Allman points.
Yeah. Coach Massey just came out with his palms up like, somebody tell me what just happened there. I need some answers.
Lieber brings it across. She's going to dribble far side. She's going to retrace her steps back near side to Rainey Sibley. Now to Casey Williams. The streak work the offense. Sharon with the drive. She's going to put it up and in. And Sharon, if you do that every time, you're going to average 20 points a game.
That's right. Yeah, don't settle for a jump shot when you can take it all the way to the rim.
And the ball coming back the other way. Morrissey's got it 16. We've seen her shoot it from there. Now Allman reversing it back. Boner travels as she looks to make her move. I think her best move right there would have been just to drop it into Morrissey.
Turnovers even now at 5 apiece. We're just into the second quarter here. Got just a little bit of a late start. Sophomore game we thought may go longer. Allman had two chances to tie the game late. Couldn't take advantage, and the Streaks held on for a two-point win.
Yeah, Coach Ruckus' squad coming away with a 41-39 victory. Ball reversed back to Jessica Lever, top the key. She looks down. Lexi Daniels now open three, and
away,
she's
Lexi.
Got it.
You just tell when she let that one fly that it was dead on.
The freshman drops her first three of the game, and it's a tie game. They called it two, I guess, only two on the board. That ball shot up, three missed right there by Abby Johnson and rebounded by Sabrina Clay. Streaks come back the other way. That ball up and hit by Elsa Mangieri.
Quickly, Jay Hatch wants to talk things over after the Streaks get hot from the perimeter. Just a 30-second timeout.
Going to be a 30 as well. Could you tell from your angle, was Lexi's foot on the line?
If she was on the far side of the court, I thought it was a three.
I thought she got behind it, but according to my score, it's.
And I think the officials may be discussing that right now. They're pointing over to the spot on the floor where she shot from. I don't know that it would be too late to overturn that. Or whether it was even contested.
Well, maybe they'll go to the monitor and and check the instant replay.
They're probably not going to take our word for it. We have been known to homer a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Anna Bonert is going to inbound this for Allman. Streaks back in a half-court press this time. Obviously, Coach Massey trying to cut down on that ball inside to Morrissey. Ball kicked ahead. This one to Weatherall. She's going to go back to Isabel Anderson. Isabel double team Danny Teal and Elsa Mangieri there, and that forces the turnover. Isabel Anderson trying to reverse that one over. Looked like it was supposed to go to Abby Johnson, but a little high and goes out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the other way, traveling right to left now. 6:17 left to go. Streaks up 28-18. Sabrina Clay reverses the ball around. Now Jessica Lieber's got it top the key over to Lexi Daniels. Lexi going to kick it back out after she didn't have an opening inside. Now Jess works the ball around. Now back to Jess. She's got it top the key by the spike line. Ball's going to be reversed back. Jess has it now to Lexi. Now coming near side to Elsa Manjuri. Manjuri to Lieber. Lieber reverses around the perimeter to Lexi. Streak's a little too perimeter oriented right now. Now Jess going to take it inside. And we're going to get a foul call that she went down hard. Anna Bonert's going to get called for the foul, her first, team sixth. Jess tried to go right in there. Bonert must have had a little too much arm.
Yeah, it seems like when Jessica hits the floor, she hits it hard. She's always on the move. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. It wouldn't be beyond her with the savvy that she has to know if you pound the court a little harder, you're more likely to get a foul call.
Jessica put a little bit behind it. No. Jess hits the first free throw, 21-18 streaks, even though the scoreboard doesn't reflect it. Second one up, and this one is good as well. Should be 22-18 streaks.
Yep.
And their scoreboard a little slow.
So a nice little run here by the Silver Streaks.
Streaks back to a full court press. Ball goes inbounds to Isabel Anderson. She struggled with the press last time. She's going to lob it ahead, but Casey's going to come down with a steal and go immediately to the ground and get called for the travel. Streaks faithful didn't like it. They thought there was a foul.
Yeah, I guess they'll give it dueling turnovers, but Evan Massey came up, had his head and his hands on that one. He couldn't believe, because the only reason she fell down is because she got pushed and then she slid on her backside, and that generated the traveling call.
And now Bonert with the basketball. She throws it up to Wetherill. She goes inside.
Yep.
This ball goes inside to Guzzo, and she's going to get called for the travel.
Alderman's already got as many turnovers in the second quarter as they had the entire first quarter, four in the period, and haven't played 3 minutes yet.
That's the streak effect for you.
Yep.
And Casey's going to push the ball inside on the far side, and she's going to get called for the carry. Not a call you see very often, and that's one of those things that when it's not called evenly throughout the season, it's kind of frustrating for the coaches.
And it shocks the players because they're used to getting away with it.
Guzzo has the ball go off her hands, but stolen away as Casey Williams was able to pull away with that basketball. The Streaks are going to bring it back the other way now. Sammy Thompson top the key to Casey. Casey's got it on the far side wing now to Haley Kelsel, far side baseline. Out to Sammy Thompson, who's on the field of the basketball court. Now Sharon, near side baseline, tries to drive, gets stopped. Gives it to Chloe, now Casey. Casey top the key. Casey being guarded by Guzzo, pushes it over to Haley on the far side. Haley's just going to dribble it up. Give it to Sammy Thompson. The freshman sets the offense. Now over to the sophomore, Casey Williams. Chloe with the basketball, reverses it far side to Thompson. Now back to Sharon as the Streaks working the top of the key. Sharon's going to try to beat as a blocking called on Wetherill. She tried to beat Wetherill baseline. Wetherill tried to take the charge but did not give enough space to Sharon, and she's going to get called for her first foul, team seventh. So this will send Sharon to the free throw line.
Silver Streaks will have the bonus for the final 4:40 of this second quarter. And, Eric, you know, you're talking about officials with inconsistency, and Brad and I saw during that Taterville tournament there was one group of officials that was old school. They were calling palming the ball, 3 seconds in the lane, double dribble. You couldn't take a jump stop, or that was traveling. I mean, it was a throwback, 20, 30 years ago, and the players they kept looking over at the coach with their hand. They couldn't figure it out because they're used to being able to do some of those things.
For shopping good, up and good by Sharon. Well, one of the things that Tom and I talked about on the air while we were in Charleston, actually, was the difference in officiating once you go down south, mm-hmm. and especially when you're playing the home team. Second shot up, and that one's good as well for Sharon, the streaky free throw shooter. Streaks good there, 24-18 streaks, 4:38 to play. Wetherill with the basketball near side wing, and she wanted Billy Franks, and Billy Franks wanted to come set a screen, and fortunately for the Streaks, what happened was end result turnover.
Yeah, ball ends up hitting the door on its way out of the gymnasium halfway through, or almost halfway through this period. Streaks have had a pretty good second quarter here.
Much better than the first. Sharon drives near far side, lays it up and in over the top of Morrissey. So Sharon, like I said, 20 points a game, Sharon. You do that every time up the floor. Streaks up 26-18. Now Sharon with the steal, and she's going to take it all the way in. Might have been fouled by Wetherill, no call, but rebound's going to come down to McGuire. Back the other way, Allman pushes it up, and this one's going to go inside to Bonert. She's going to finish, and just like that, a tough change of events for the Streaks.
Yeah, four-point swing.
And now Jess with a three just inside the spike line. Got it!
What a bomb. An absolute bomb from Lieber that time, and that forces another Alleman timeout. This one's going to be a full one, Eric.
And we're going to take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Today, all eyes are on Lake Story. It's frozen solid as crews chip away at the ice for this year's Polar Plunge. Here come the plungers now, and all eyes have turned to the guy wearing nothing but a Speedo and a WGIL blue button. He'll freeze, but he could win up to $500 in cash if he's spotted.
You never know where the button spotter may be.
Pick up your WGIL button at Liberty Tax Service on North Henderson or at Carmark Tire and Auto in the Sandburg Mall, all in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Well, the Streaks have flipped the table here in the second quarter. 3:54 left to go. Streaks up 29-20. What's the biggest difference you've seen in this quarter, Jim?
Well, I think definitely the ability to force the turnovers. You know, Alleman had only four in that first quarter, which really isn't that many against this style of pressure that the Streaks use. They forced seven, and they've been cashing in on the opportunities that they've had. A lot of times it just all boils down to shooting the ball better. Let's see, we're 4-5 out of 7 from the field so far after being 3 of 12 in the first quarter.
Yeah, and obviously a butterfly effect because then the Streaks are able to set up their defense off the made baskets. They're going to sit back in a half-court press now. Is coming back the other way is Alleman. Weatherall with it, near side wing. She's right down in front of us on their side of the floor. That ball inside can't be handled by McGuire. Streaks get the turnover. Casey Williams with the steal. Back the other way, Hannah Smith with defense. She's going to come near side, give it to Haley Kessel right down in front of us. She's going to whip it across on the skip pass to Allison to Hannah Smith, top the key. Hannah, no dribbles, just gives it up to Casey. Now Haley, three up and just out. Down to Casey Williams, rebound inside. She has nowhere to go with it, ends up traveling. Casey, unfortunately, looked like she was going to go right back up with the gym, but just the defense got in front of her.
Yeah, well, and now we've got the line change coming in again. But so Jessica Lieber and company return, and I know Lieber's never afraid to shoot the ball at any night, but I think tonight especially she's really dealing from the perimeter, and I think she's going to be looking to launch again here.
Well, you can see the home cooking going on well for Jess so far as she's got 14 points. Ball goes inside to Morrissey. Morrissey high post, skips it out to Carly Anderson. Anderson back into Morrissey. She's one dribble up and good and just looks unstoppable inside, and that's the typical of how the Streaks play. They usually make one player look better than they may have been all season. And this time, Jess is going to try to drive it in. She's going to get the foul called on Weatherall. And inherently, Jay Hatch is going to tell the official that he thinks that maybe Jess shouldn't drop that shoulder to Weatherall.
Well, and I've probably got to agree with from his standpoint, because Weatherall said, what can I do? Because Jessica actually initiated the contact. Both players hit the floor, and Weatherall, who was just kind of a bystander, ends up picking up the foul.
Well, the one thing you could say about Jess beyond everything else as she hits her first free throw, the first of the one-on-one, and pushes the Streaks' lead to 30-22, is she's a very heady basketball player. Her basketball IQ generally is the highest on the court, and she knows how to get the fouls called. She knows how to get to the line, and she knows, as her grandpa always told you, you hit those free throws, that's incumbent.
And she did right there, hitting both.
And now Weatherall's going to bring it against the Streaks press. She's going to kick it ahead to McGuire, back to Weatherall. She's on the far side on the wing. Weatherall goes to the high post. This one to McGuire. She hits a little jumper, right-handed jumper, left side of the basket. Now Jess is going to push it back the other way. Danny Teal the other way, up and good.
Nice job by Danny to adjust. That ball got to her in a hurry. She was almost underneath the basket, but she gathered it and got it up off the glass and down.
Now Weatherall's bringing the ball up against the press again. Morrissey in the lane forever, gets the ball. Now she's going to do a little jump hook. That one's up and good. 33-26 now Streaks lead.
Can we trade for her? Mid-season trade. I'd really like to see her wearing Silver Streak colors.
Coach Massey would love to have someone that big inside.
Oh, and skilled.
Yes, yes.
If we had her, bring on Richwoods in Rock Island, Springfield.
That ball kicked out of bounds. Jessica Lieber now has it on the baseline for the Streaks. She's going to go up top to Allison. Allison has it top the key. Now back to Jessica. Jessica, a couple dribbles. She picks it up. Now swings it over. Far side to Chloe. Chloe to Casey to Jess. Top the key again. Streaks run their offense. They're looking for Lexi in the corner. No. Jess going to take it inside herself. That ball going to go off of Alleman as she couldn't quite get the shot off. Nice job by Alleman reaching in and knocking it away. I think it was McGuire that had it. Jess going to try to reset this baseline. Inbounds again. 2:05 left to go. Streaks up 33-26. Ball inbounded. Now comes to Allison. Allison to Lexi. Lexi doesn't have a shot. She's going to dribble it out, and she's going to look for Allison. Allison on the A of Galesburg. Middle of the floor to Jess to Casey. Casey to Chloe to Jess. Looking for the give and go. Not there. Lexi, top the key. Three. No good. And rebounded by Morrissey.
You knew she let that go strong. The only hope was to bank it in, but she didn't quite have enough to get the full bank shot.
Allman brings it back up. McGuire has it near side wing. Now reverse around. This is going to be a three up and good.
Pretty
for
shot.
Carly Anderson. That was her first shot of the game. She hits a three. 33-29.
Great rotation on that shot.
And now Allison puts up the three. It's missed. Rebounded by McGuire.
Streaks have had a good quarter, but Allman won't go away.
Allman showing their gutsy play. Oh, great nice. Pass. Isabel Anderson drives the defense, drops it down to Anderson, and just like that, it's 33-31. The Streaks' big lead has dissipated to just two. And now we're going to get a foul inside. I think this is going to go against Maddie McGuire. As Casey drove in and took a lot of contact, she's hobbled just a little bit.
Well, this game, I think, a testament to the value of the system that Evan Massey has in place, because if we were just to play a half-court game with this team, I don't like our chances.
No, and the great thing is you get a lot more open looks with this system, mm-hmm. and that's, like you're saying, that's not something that you're going to get a whole lot of just going half-court with Allman, because that's the one thing that they like to take away. First free throw up, and that one's good. Streak shooting is good from the line so far in this game.
The Pioneers have had eight turnovers in this quarter, and they've had eight shots. When they shoot, they've hit 7 of 8. In fact, they are 14 of 18 for the game.
Wow.
It's just the turnovers that are killing them.
Casey hits on both, so just like that, Streaks push the lead back up to 4, 35-31. Now we have a new five in there for the Streaks. Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber, and Sabrina Clay. As Allman's going to inbound on the baseline. Running the baseline, and a five-second call just like that. Bonert was running the baseline, couldn't find an in. Coach Hatch thought that was a little quick on the five-second call, but Streaks will take it. Jessica going to inbound this one. Streaks in box formation on the free throw line.
Hatch had a very astonished look on his face, and that was kind of a quick five.
And a great job by Josh. Drops it into Danny, and I would love to see, as Sharon knocks it away on the inbounds pass, I would love to see what percentage of Danny's baskets come on assists from Jessica, because it seems like it's got to be at least 80%. Jess and Danny work so well together. Jess just dropping them in there to Danny, whether it's bringing it up full court or bringing it just in the half court.
Yeah, you see that at all levels. Players that a tandem that just is able to read each other and knows where they're going to be at a given time and what to look for.
Abby Johnson out. Back in is Wetherill. And this ball tipped away by Rainey. Rainey diving at the ball as it was coming, attempting to be inbounded to Isabel Anderson. Don't know if there's relation between Isabel and Carly. Ball into Franks. She's going to bring it up the basketball court. She is on the far side. She reverses it to Anderson. Now this one to Wetherill. Three, no good. Long. And it should be Allman basketball as it went off Sabrina Clay, and that is the call.
Well, I'll brag on the Pioneers shooting a little more if we can get some more air balls there.
37-31. Streaks up by 6. 42 seconds to go until halftime. Streaks in their 2-3 look off the inbounds. This one goes into the middle of the floor. Easy 14-foot jump shot for Anna Boner, and she's got 4 points now.
Well, they don't miss those.
And this is a long three from Jessica. Right off. That's her fourth. 40-33, Streaks up by 7, 26 and counting. Isabella Anderson brings it up. Jess cuts her off. Jess pushing the defense out. Now Jess and Sharon, double team. This ball to Wetherill. She's going to skip past to Billy Franks, far side. She dribbles in, four dribbles. Shot up, no good. Rebounded inside by Bonert. Then she kicks it out to Franks. And stolen away. Sabrina Clay had that momentarily. Excuse me, it was Guzzo with the shot.
And that was a weird sequence. In fact, it was the first time in this whole half that Allman had missed two shots in a row, and as it turns out, they missed three shots in a row.
Yeah, and Boner gets called for the foul, is fighting for the rebounding. Rebounded, Sabrina Clay finally came down with it, and she gets the board. She'll go to the free throw line. This is her first trip of the game. She doesn't shoot it that much from the free throw line on the season. First shot up and no good. She leads it long. This is the super bonus, as that's the 10th team foul on Allman.
And Alleman brings back in Erin Morrissey in the final 3 seconds just to make sure she's got a good spot on the low blocks for the rebound working against Diggins.
That one up, and that one's good by Sabrina. Now they got to find Morrissey down at the far end of the court. Nope, Isabella Anderson's going to try to heave it from half court, up and long off the backboard. So at the end of the first half, Streaks lead 40-33. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Welcome back. Halftime here at Thiel. Streaks in front 41-33 after a solid second quarter. Streaks were able to come back, push the lead up to 8. So a wonderful job there by the Streaks. Earlier, the sophomore team won 41-39 in a very heart-stopping win right at the end. Galesburg was able to get a quick basket, and then Allman came back the other way, had a couple shots at it, weren't able to get the ball up and in. So the Streaks, Coach Rux's squad, comes away with yet another victory. So halftime coaches, or halftime scoreboard, brought to you by Credit Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. So far, the only reporting score we got from the Western Big Six is Moline and UT at the half. They're tied at 11 apiece. Obviously a barn burner, Jim, compared to what we're seeing.
Well, that has to be ugly. 11 apiece. Western Illinois men had 12 at halftime last night. I thought that was bad. So you figured Moline and UT were going to be pretty evenly matched in that one tonight. Rock Island, a fairly heavy favorite at home against DeQuincy, who makes the long trip. Rock Island, though, took a couple of losses, but it took Springfield and Richwoods to get the job done on them over the holidays.
Yeah, no, two real solid teams they saw at the State Farm Tournament, and even the Springfield game was real close compared to what we've seen from that Rocky team. They've implemented the system there. They played a little bit differently, a lot more twos. They try to just more run the floor and get layups and easy shots, whereas the Streaks obviously focus a little bit more on threes, but Rocky's not afraid to shoot the threes, so they've done a good job there. Well, we'll be back after this break with the Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating halftime stats, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll be right back with that after this. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 11 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 32. Tomorrow night, clear with an overnight low of 18. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of flurries in the afternoon, high of 35. Saturday night, cloudy with a chance of flurries, overnight low of 22. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 28. And Sunday night, clear with an overnight low of 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 11 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Well, the Streaks, 41-33 and a half over Allman. They're looking to get above the 500 mark on the conference season and also looking for their 12th victory this season. 41-33 Streaks. Streaks, 16-13, were trailing after the first quarter. They were able to put up 28 points in that second quarter, compared to only 17 for Allman. Go through the individual scoring as the halftime stats are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you pay the bill. Streaks were led in scoring by Jessica Lieber. She had 18 points, 6 points for Sharon Diggins, 4 for Chloe Anderson and Danny Teal, 3 for Allison Manjuri, 2 points apiece on Lexi Daniels, whose 3 we believed was, two was actually a three, we believe. Casey Williams with two as well. 1 point for Sabrina Clay as she hit one free throw. Streaks were 11 of 13 from the stripe. 3 steals for Casey Williams to lead the way for the Streaks, as well as a block. On the other side of the bill, Allman had 18 points from Aaron Morrissey, who was just tearing the Streaks up inside. In fact, she only missed one shot from the field, so she's 8 of 19, 2 of 2 from the stripe. Allman also got scoring from Ann Bonert. She had 4. Anna Wetherill, 4 as well. Carly Anderson had 5. And Maddie McGuire had 2 points. Allman was 2 of 4 from the stripe. Do you have some team stats for us, Jim? Yeah, quick glance at the numbers. Streaks, obviously a much better shooting second quarter after hitting just 25% in the first quarter. They were 11 of 25 with numerous threes in the second quarter, putting up that 28 points. Great to offensive show for the Streaks. Allman never really cooled off too much except right down at the end of the half. They end up shooting 62% for the half. They were 15 of 24 overall for the half. Silver Streaks tied in the rebounding department with the Pioneers. Allman with 13 turnovers, Galesburg with 9 as we approach the end of the halftime.
Well, I was mistaken. Actually, 19 points for Jessica. That's where that other point went that I was missing. They didn't account for one of her free throws, so the Streaks actually 12 of 14 from the stripe in the first half.
Yeah, and Jessica's not only with the 19 points, but she hit some threes at some key times. Alleman, it seemed like every time they'd get close and think, well, here, you know, we're right in this, Jessica would come down and just break their hearts with a three-point bomb. She did that on at least three occasions, and so that's why we have a little more comfortable margin here of 8 points at the half.
Well, and I think going along with what you said, Jim, one of the tough things for the Streaks is they can't get comfortable with an 8-point lead. We saw numerous times there in that second quarter after the Streaks had pushed their lead up that right back the other way came Alleman. In fact, Streaks were up at one point 29-20, and before no time it was 33-31, so a 2-point advantage for the Streaks. But then essentially by the end of the quarter, the Streaks were able to go on yet another run, an 8-2 run, excuse me, to pull the lead that they currently have.
As we get set to start the second half, Alleman will have the basketball, and here's Eric for the call.
They come right to left, and it's Isabel Anderson starting things off. She's going to go Weatherall, far side in front of the Alleman bench. Now jump shot from Bonert. They found her at the kind of short post, and she knocks down the first jumper. So back the other way, Sharon's three up, and it's going to bounce far. Chloe in a battle for it with Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson ultimately comes away with it and pushes it up to Morrissey. Now here comes the other way. Alleman the other way with Anderson. Isabel Anderson putting the shot up. It's rebounded by Bonert. She's going to give it up and then get it right back. Bonert's three is up and no good. So quickly, Alleman coming with the attack, and the Streaks are going to get their first switch of the game as new subs come in. Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor, but Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, Elsa Mangieri, and Danny Teal now into the game. Still looking for an inbounds pass is Isabel Anderson, and that's nearly an over and back, but they must have said that Weatherall didn't have possession as that ball trickled into the backcourt. And she gets it inside to Bonert, and Bonert, four quick points, and quickly the Streaks' lead is cut in half. Now 41-37, 7:07 left to go here in the third quarter.
And Jessica lost the handle on it as she went down the lane. She was tied up there by Bonert. Jumped ball call. The possession arrow goes to the Silver Streaks. But, you know, between Bonert and Morrissey, they've got two girls with some size with a real nice touch inside. It's no wonder that they've won nine games even without several of their star players.
Yeah, this ball kicked up top. Lexi's going to track it down as Jessica tried to inbound it from the baseline to Lexi, and the ball got away, and Lexi redirected down, but then she went to throw it to Jess, and just a terrible unforced turnover, threw it out of bounds to the first row of Streak fans.
Yeah, that one was as bad as it gets, because she tracked it down, and then she looked the other way, assuming Jessica was in one spot, and she wasn't, threw it behind her into the crowd.
Morrissey at the high post, and she's going to work it out to Abby Johnson. Abby dribbling, and she's going to pull this one out to the spike line. She's got Jessica on her. Abby now goes to the far side of the floor. She's on the far side wing now. She's going inside to the post. They go right into Morrissey. She backs her way in. Turnaround jumper up and over the top, and she's got 20 now.
Well, you proved prophetic on this not feeling comfortable, because that 8-point lead's down to two real quick.
41-39, Streaks lead. 6:30 left to go here in this third quarter. Far side to Allison. Now back to Jessica, top the key. Jessica has Isabel Anderson on her. Jess is going to take some dribbles now, survey the landscape. She's going to get this one to Danny, kicks it back out to Sabrina Clay. Danny had that ball in her hand so quick it looked like it was a hot potato. Now this ball knocked away, and Isabel Anderson's going to come up with the steal. She's going to kick it ahead to Boner. Good quick hands by Jessica, knocks the ball out of bounds, and it's going to remain with Alleman. New five in for the Streaks, Haley Kelso, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, and Sharon and Sammy Thompson in for the first time here in the second half.
It seems like Alleman came out of the locker room with a real sense of purpose in what they're trying to do here. The Silver Streaks, not so much.
Well, I can tell you right now, if we Coach Massey, I think, generally has his shot chart going on by his statisticians. When he looks at it tonight, he's going to see a lot of 12 and on in jump shots from this Alleman team.
Mm-hmm. And that's where they're going to win, because they don't appear to be a team that shoots the three ball much. And they turn it over inside there.
Well, and Sharon gets the steal, her second of the game. She puts up the layup, taking it coast to coast. It's short, rebounded, and a travel called as Weatherill got the rebound, went to the floor, and she is going to get called for the travel. Streaks get the ball back, and even six left to go in this quarter. Streaks still up by just two.
And still yet to score here through the first 2 minutes of this period. And this team has hit some droughts at times this year. They score in spurts.
Sammy Thompson rings up the three. And that's the Shea Boo three of the game. My favorite one, the sixth one. It's our Shea Boo three. That one in, and now back the other way is Alleman. This is Isabel Anderson. She gives it up to Weatherill. Weatherill top the key, or excuse me, high post. She gives it to Anderson. Nice pass. Goes opposite weak side block to Morrissey. And Morrissey puts it up and in. She's got 22 now. Shrieks back the other way with a two-point advantage, or a three-point advantage, excuse me. That shot missed by Casey, rebounded by Weatherill. And it got loose on the floor for a minute, and now Morrissey's going to get it up ahead. Shot missed, blocked by Casey, but rebounded by Bonert, and Bonert's going to put it in. So now Streaks back, and that ball nearly stolen away there by Maddie Abby Johnson. That was just the second miss by Morrissey of the game as Streaks hold a one-point advantage here. 44-43. Haley Kelsel's three up and no good. Rebound by Morrissey, but I think she was standing on the end line when she did. Yes, Streaks are going to get the basketball back.
You know, I thought for a minute that Alleman had gone to his zone defense, but what it was we just have so little movement right now on offense that it made it look like a zone because the defense was able to just stand there. Basically, it looked like a 1-2-2, but it wasn't. They were just guarding their man or their woman in this case, but we just don't have enough movement.
Shrine three. Wing, no good. She's going to get her own rebound. She dribbles it out. She's going to get it to Jessica. Jessica now looking. She's got Isabel Anderson on her again. Now, it's kind of a matchup zone. It's right there. There's a switch as Weatherall picked up Jess. Jess lost her footing, fell to the ground on the near side baseline, and gets called for the travel. 44-43 Streaks. But right there, Jess went and had Anderson on her, and then as she crossed the court, Weatherall ended up picking her up. This ball, Weatherill's trapped up, and she's going to throw it away to Jessica. Jessica's going to get her first steal of the game. Jess brings it up near side. She's got it. Sees an opening down the middle. Leaves it short, and this one's going to be rebounded. Ooh, an elbow thrown right there by Guzzo, who had pulled down the rebound. Danny took one off the chops, but she seems to be okay. Allman coming back the other way now. Weatherill to Anderson. They're going to go inside. This one's inside to McGuire. She puts up the shot. No good, but Sabrina Clay will get called for her first foul of the game.
Well, that one by McGuire rimmed out, or Alleman would have taken the lead and may still do so. She's got a couple of free throws coming here. So far, Alleman's been very aggressive in this third quarter. They haven't committed a foul yet. They've been very sharp offensively, hitting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 8 from the field. And this free throw will not tie it. It goes off.
Up and no good by Maddie McGuire. Her first trip to the line of the game. Only the fifth free throw taken by Allman in this game. As we said, the Streaks had shot 14 at halftime.
Silver Streaks just 1 of 6 from the field here in the third quarter with 3 turnovers. We just seem very out of sync on the offensive end.
McGuire's second one up and good, and then we have a brand new ball game. The game is all tied up. Streaks come back down the other way. Sabrina Clay's got it up top. Now to Sharon. Sharon's going to drive the right side baseline, and she's going to get fouled.
Well, there's that drive you said, Eric, that is really her trademark.
And you know, she's just so accurate when she gets down there. She's got such great athleticism. She's fouled by Carly Anderson. That'll be her first. And Carly was a little slow to get up. She seems to be doing okay right now. Coach Hatch doesn't look to have any intention of taking her out. Sharon knocked down 2 earlier in her first trip to the line. Number 32, the senior for the Streaks, puts it up. And this one rims off, hits the back iron.
Both Sharon and Jessica played very well, we understand, at the holiday tournament. You were there, yep. And they were both all-tournament team selections.
They were, and it was unfortunate. Tom and I were a little surprised the player from Effingham that got MVP, because I don't think she had near as good of a tournament as either Sharon or Jessica, as that one falls in. Obviously, generally, the champion usually gets that honor, but in that particular circumstance, the tournament MVP scored 2 points in the championship game.
Wow. I wonder if that was they determine the all-tournament team many times before the last game. People turn in their ballots and leave, but usually not the MVP.
Well, Streaks get beat long. Weatherill, Streaks get back, though. And, wow, Casey's straight up and down. Weatherill takes the ball into her, and Casey's going to get called for her third foul. I thought Casey did a great job after Weatherill had beat the Streaks back. Instead of trying to go for the steal, Casey went and cut her off, went straight up and down with her hands, and she's going to get called for the foul. First shot up, and that one's long off the back iron. So Weatherill, first trip to the line, and she's going to come up 0-for-1 so far.
Streaks clinging to that one-point lead, but Alleman has dictated tempo and dominated this third quarter through the first half of it. As the game tied now, as Weatherill hits the second free throw, But the Silver Streaks are always just a three-pointer or two away from busting out and making a run. So Alleman not letting us shoot from the outside. Good defense right now.
Streaks only one field goal here in this quarter. As Jess goes in, she gets the ball stripped away and picked up by Weatherall. And Weatherall got hammered by Jess. And look, fortunately for Jess, the officials were both up floor, or all three of them were up floor, and neither of them, none of them saw it, as Weatherall kind of got chopped on the shoulder by Jess. And I think it was Jess trying to go back and atone for a mistake by reaching in to get the steal. And unfortunately for Weatherall, she got the brunt of the arm action. Ball rotated around. Now Chloe's got it up top. She's going to give it baseline. Jess works on the far side baseline. She gets inside. This shot blocked by Morrissey. Jess gets it right back. Now up top to Rain, or to Allison. Three, no good. This ball's rebounded by Franks. Here comes Allman the other way. Ball loose. Allison picks it up. And now we're coming back the other way. Is it, Jess drops it off for Chloe, and she's going to find the basket.
Finally, the second field goal of the quarter for the Silver Streaks gets them back on top by two.
So, still some trouble getting it back into the front court here. And now the steal by Jess, and she's going to bring it up. She puts a shot up, and that one's blocked and goes out of bounds. Jess not having any success there on the inside, that's for sure.
Well, that was kind of an emergency shot there. She didn't know what to do with it on the baseline and had it clear down below her waist when she threw it up there, so it was bound to get blocked. But she gets credit for the turnover. Alleman just struggled. They were going to get a 10-second call if they didn't turn it over anyway there on that trip up the court.
New five in for the Streaks. Danny Teal with the basketball. She's in the game. Now Kelso to Hannah Smith, all into the game. Hannah has to put a dribble on just to get away from pressure. Haley Kelso with it. She's going to dribble far side wing up top to Sabrina Clay. Now Sharon drives right side. And, Aaron Morrissey. Looked like she had a clean block. I was going to laud her on an impressive play coming from the weak side, but she's going to get called for her first foul of the game. Third on the Allman Pioneers.
A great job by Morrissey, because she's been seeing Sharon enough tonight. She knows where she's going, and she came off of her man and blocked that one. But like you said, got a lot of ball, but official thought she got some arm, and it works in our advantage because first free throw is down from Sharon. She's got another coming. Streaks up by three.
Sharon 4 of 5 from the stripe in the game, including 4 other points, so she's at 8 now. And she knocks them both down. Let's make it 9. 49-45, Streaks up by 4. 2:37 left to go. Here comes Allman. Inside to Morrissey, and count it, and the foul. And it looked like Danny got all ball, but Danny Teal's going to get called for the foul here.
You know, it's funny you say Alleman coach Jay Hatch, and we heard him on the pregame. He's not real comfortable doing interviews with the media, but you certainly couldn't convince the officials that he's shy. He just worn them out tonight, I think.
24 points now for the big girl inside for Alleman. Free throw up, and she remains perfect from the stripe, 3 for 3, and make it 49-48. Streaks up by 1. Ball tipped away. Now Hannah's going to recover. Hannah Smith bringing it up for the Streaks, yep. And she carried it right in front of the official.
If you're going to do that, have your back to the official, not there.
Yeah, Hannah just got a little ahead of herself right there. Isabel Anderson was shadowing her, almost like the dribble drill, zigzagging back up and down the floor. And when she tried to cut to the left, she got the hand underneath the basketball.
Pioneers with a chance to regain the lead. Streaks had gotten back up by 4, but that quickly went by the boards, and Pioneers with a chance here.
Ball inbounded, tap by Casey, but picked up by Weatherall. Weatherall goes in for the layup, no good. Casey went up for the rebound. She got fouled attempting to get the rebound. It'll be the third on Morrissey. I think I said earlier that was her first. I was wrong. That was actually her second. Now third. Now Jessica bringing up for the Streaks. 49-48. Streaks up by 1. 2:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Just working on the near side. She gives up top to Casey. Casey back to Jess. To Casey. Casey with Anderson on her. Now Chloe reverses around. Give and go attempt not open. Now Sharon 3. Top the key. No. Bounces away, and Casey gets there, and it's going to go off the foot of Anna Boner and out of bounds. She wanted a foul call as Casey fell on top of her, but I think it was a 50-50 ball.
That third foul on Morrissey, one of the big calls in the game. I've got to think she'll have to pull off her aggressiveness a little bit here, and without her, Alleman probably won't win this game. They've got to keep her on the court just about all night to have a chance because she is that good.
That's for sure. And now Jess with the underhanded layup. The little Jess Express with another driving basket. A very good play, and now Rainey knocks the ball away. What a play right there by Jessica Lever. 51-48, streaks by three.
What do you think? Rainey probably the quickest silver streak out there?
Rainey and Sharon, they give each other. Rainey might be quickest, but top speed might be Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon and Rainey. Now, Sharon playing one man in press out there as the streaks are back in a half court look. Coach Massey has the defense kind of sagging off just a little bit. Now, baseline. As Allman works it inside, and that shot up and missed by Guzzo, a bad miss, and Casey's going to come down with the rebound, her second of the game. Now Rainey to Casey. She shot fakes, bonered into the air, now gives it to Sharon. Sharon, near side wing, and she drops the three, and that's seven in the game for the streaks now. 54-48, Allman back the other way. And they're going to get a bounce pass inside to Guzzo. She puts it up, and it's easy. Streaks didn't get back.
Going to be a three-ridiculous night tonight.
We're working on it. Just need a couple more. And now Sharon. Sharon's going to get called for shuffling the feet. 54-50. Streaks up by four. 55 seconds left to go here in the third.
It's been the same pattern in this game. Streaks got up by six here again. And you're thinking, well, they're going to finish the third quarter with a nice flurry and build their lead. Quickly, though, Allman gets back, gets a bucket. Now they've got it back again. They just will not go away.
It's those turnovers that really hurt you, Jim, in that situation right there. You would have loved to have a basket, and instead you turn the ball over and now right back the other way as Coach Massey has the full court zone on. Nobody's back. Wide open look and up and miss by Raven Wyatt. First time we've seen her in the game. And then rebound up and miss by Weatherall as she had gotten the offensive board, put it up. And the sophomore, Raven White, we hadn't seen her. She must be giving Morrissey a blow.
We really caught a break there. They had two excellent opportunities right into the basket to cut that thing down to two and couldn't get it done either time. Are they going to get the ball to Allman?
They must, yeah.
I'm not sure how that happened, but Pioneers will keep it.
Unless they had Sharon on a foul there, because I see she's got two now. I only had her for one in my book. As the ball comes inbounded, that ball's loose on the floor. Now Sharon dives after it, but it's going to be Bonert getting control, and she's going to reverse it around, but ultimately Sharon gets the steal anyway, and the streak's back the other way. Sharon now looks at another three, the other side wing, and same result. 57-50 as Sharon's hit back-to-back threes on her last two shots for the streaks. And now back the other way. Sabrina Clay tips it away. She's got the steal. She kicks it up to Sharon. Sharon doesn't want the three this time, gives it to Jessica. Jessica working. She's got Weatherall on her. Now to Sabrina Clay, back to Jessica. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. Shot up off the pass, count it! Chloe with the two, great pass by Jessica Lieber and a quick shot from Chloe. And just like that, the streaks have a quick 5-0 run to end the quarter. 59-50. We're going into the last 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing. I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Tompkins State Bank's Relay for Life team is selling cookbooks full of culinary delights from side dishes to main dishes to desserts and more. Great ideas submitted by employees and customers. Pick one up at a Tompkins State Bank near you. For more information, click on WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Next up for the Galesburg boys basketball team is a trip to Effingham Saturday to take on Chicago Perspectives in the Effingham Shootout. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 2:10 Saturday here on WGIL.
Streaks inbound the ball. They took that quarter 18-17. Ball reversed around now to Chloe. Chloe to Casey, to Jess. Jess works top the key. She's got Anderson on her. Now, quickly to Rainey, but right back to Jess. Jess is going to work it on the right side of the floor. Dribbles. She's going to flip it all the way over to Rainey on the far side. Now to Casey. Long three up and rims out. Sharon with the rebound. momentarily, but knocked out of her hands, and Morrissey's going to come down with it.
All that hard work by Alleman to cut into the Galesburg lead, in fact, tie it, and then they go down in the third quarter at one more point than they were at halftime.
And Alleman pushes the ball back up the floor. Bonert's going to put the shot up, and Casey's going to get called for a foul. Casey went for the block. One of the things that we've talked about all season long, Jim, is that, you know, Casey's done a better job of going up with her hand straight up. Right there we saw her try to go for the block, and that's the one thing you can't do, as more often than not you get called for a lot of those fouls. Shot up and good. Bonert's first trip to the line results in one quick score right there. She scored 6 in that third quarter. She's got 10-11 now for the game.
Biggest killer for the Pioneers continues to be turnovers. They've got 20 right now. They're 58% from the field, though, at 22 out of 38 through three quarters.
Wow. And they've got to be hitting like 60% from 12 feet in, and then she's going to convert both of them. So two quick points, 59-52, streaks up. That shot up and blocked. Jessica had put the shot up, blocked by Morrissey, and rebound came down to Weatherall. Ball pushed up the floor, looked at by Bonert, tried to go inside to Morrissey, and Morrissey couldn't find the basketball down by her feet. So the Streaks are going to get another steal as Jess came up with the basketball, her third steal of the game. The senior with the ball at the top of the key. She's going to go far side. Player falls, and Allison hits a three. That's 9 for the Streaks now. Her second of the game as the defensive player fell down right in front of her, so she knew she had the opening. Back the other way. Here comes Johnson. She gives it up to Weatherall. Weatherall misses the jumper, and this ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to remain with the Pioneers.
The Pioneers still have more field goals than the Silver Streaks do, but the Streaks with those 9 3-pointers, and I think we've had a pretty good advantage at the free throw line as well.
Yeah, the great equalizer, those threes. Ball inbounded. Nope. Inbounded to Sharon, and she pulls the steal out of midair, and she's going to bring it back the other way. Now Haley Kelso, open three, up and a little long. This ball rebounded by Kate Sabrina Clay. And Sharon tried to go to Sammy, and a little high for Sammy. I think they were on the wrong different pages right there, as Sammy was coming towards Sharon, so when the pass was up, it was a little too far for her.
Silver Streaks with a 10-point lead. I think that's the biggest of the night.
It is.
First time we've hit double figures in the lead.
10-point lead. I think the next closest was the 29-20 lead they have back in the second quarter. Back the other way is Allman, and the ball in the hands of Isabel Anderson. She's going to go high post. That ball to Abby or to McGuire, who tried to go inside to Morrissey and stolen away by Chloe. She tipped it up and knocked it over to Sammy Thompson. Three up, no, but Haley Kelso hits the ground. Now Boner. Now Kelso giving chase. Cuts her off, and Bonert tries to put the shot up, but a great job right there by Haley to get her hands on the basketball. So when Bonert went up for the shot, she knocked it just enough to get the ball loose, and that ball goes out of bounds. It's going to remain with Allman.
You know, Allman doesn't go real deep on the bench. I would think these girls have got to be pretty exhausted playing this tempo, and I guess that's another advantage to playing the Galesburg system is by late in the game you hope to have worn down your opponent.
Morrissey does a good job rooting herself in, but she couldn't handle the basketball, so she has to kick it out to Weatherall. Short jumper, no good. Danny Teal with the rebound. Yeah, it's always the fatigue factor when running the system for the opponents. So because the Streaks obviously used to it, a little bit more conditioned. As that ball goes off of Chloe's hand, it passes a little errant, a little outside of Chloe's catching radius, and she just could not pull it in.
Well, I just noticed a couple of field goal attempts this period, one by Bonert, the other by Weatherall, both came up on the front iron. They've been hitting those shots pretty consistently, but looks like they're losing strength a little bit here late in the game.
Morrissey catches it just in front of the baseline. Now the steal by Rainey. She's got an open breakaway. She puts it up and count it. The first two for Rainey puts the lead up to 12. And now we're going to get a timeout from Coach Jay Hatch. Is it full? Yeah, I know what this is. This is the I'm going to argue with the refs timeout.
No, he finally gave up that cause. Official saying now, is it full? And yes, it is.
It is full, and we'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Back to Thiel, 64-52. Streaks up by 12. 5:15 left to go in this one. Streaks have their biggest margin of the game. And fatigue becoming a factor here, Jim, as you just said a moment ago.
Yeah, Allman hasn't scored in a while. In fact, they haven't scored yet from the field in the fourth quarter. They've got a couple of free throws, but otherwise, well, they're not getting shots off, too. They're throwing some long passes that aren't finding their target. Four turnovers in the fourth quarter, 24 for the game.
Streaks come out of the timeout in a three-quarter court press. It's Anderson with the basketball. She's going to go baseline to Boner. Good pass cross, skip pass to Weatherall. She misses the shot, rebounded by McGuire. She missed the shot but was fouled on the attempt. A nice skip pass right there by Boner. Found Weatherall cutting to the basket. And, you know, that fatigue you were just talking about looking like it's rearing its ugly head to Weatherall, especially as she's missed some bunnies. And McGuire to the line once before, split them. This time she's going to open with making the first one. 64-53. Streaks have an 11-point advantage. 5:02 left to go in this one. Streaks looking for conference win number 3, win number 12 on the season. And she's going to hit them both. But before they get there, they're going to have to probably endure at least one more Allman run. Streaks with the basketball. Danny Teal, top of the key. She gets it to Shron. Shron with the driving room. She puts it up, blocked by Morrissey. She gets her own rebound, puts it up again. This time it's going to be tied up by Weatherall.
Alternate possession takes it back to the Pioneers, who are trying to claw their way back into this. Down 10 here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks, as you mentioned, trying to add to that record. And the only game of the week for Galesburg, they want to make sure and put it in the win column.
Yeah, good practice time for Coach Massey. He always enjoys this chance to get practice. And a blatant walk gotten away with by Morrissey as she just kind of switched her feet to no call, and she's going to hit the basket and draw the Allman Pioneers with an 8. Just dribbling against Isabel Anderson. Just going back and forth now to Danny. Danny to Chloe to Jess. Jess looking from the wing. No. Gives it to Sharon. Sharon on top the key. Long on the 3, and that one's going to bounce back out and picked up and brought back the other way by Boner.
That's a long rebound. At half court, she finally got it.
And Sharon got a steal as she got the ball got loose on the floor. She went after it, got it. Coach Massey tried to call for the timeout, but Sharon called for, I guess, trying to roll a little bit to get space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she hit the floor. And Coach Massey still saying, why didn't I get the T.O. there?
Yeah, Coach Massey very, very upset right now as he's going to go back and take his seat back on the bench, but still not happy. And Jess is going to get a steal now. She's got a breakaway against Weatherall. One-on-one, she crosses over and puts it up and in.
Nice job. She just let Weatherall fly by, and then she had an open look on the bank shot.
So Jess, another steal. This ball comes up the floor, and Morrissey's going to get another easy layup. Ball kicked over to Allison, far side wing. She puts a 3 up short off the front of the rim. Morrissey with the rebound. Coming back the other way now is Weatherall with the basketball. She's going to kick it inside. Nobody covering McGuire, and McGuire gets the bunny.
This is one of those points of the game where I don't like the system because you've got a nice lead, but it can dissipate in a hurry because you're still playing the same tempo. Coach Massey going to take the timeout here now that it's a 6-point game. I think we just got our 30 coming up.
66-60, Streaks 3:23 left to go. Timeout situation, Streaks have 3 left, 2 for Allman. Allman's only committed 3 turnovers in the second half, Streaks 6. But, one of the things that the Streaks have really struggled with all season long, Jim, is getting back and covering. Usually it's the weak side block, but in a lot of cases, if the opposing team does it right and on the fast break just put somebody in the middle lane, the Streaks just have not done a good job with that. And that was one of the things Coach Massey has been most concerned about. And we actually saw improvement in the Effingham game as it looked like there was a conscious effort being taken by the Streaks to get back and find who's open in the middle of the lane.
Well, and he was telling me, too, he doesn't feel like ball handling skills are a strength of this team.
No.
So it's hard to work much time off the clock, even if you'd like to, because you're just prone to have a turnover.
And just three, far side, yes. Count it! That's the ridiculous three of the night, and that's Jess's fifth.
Now that cheeseburger sign on the wall was waiting for the R, and Jessica just put it up there with that three ball.
She also put the advantage to nine as this ball's thrown away. Chloe's going to come up with it. And now the streak's back the other way. Jessica with the handle. She's bouncing it against Weatherall. She goes over to Casey. Casey topped the key. Now Chloe working the way back towards our near side. Chloe's going to kick it to Rainey, near side wing. Now to Jessica. Jessica out by the spike line. She's now going to dribble middle of the floor to the Galesburg in the middle of the floor. She's going to take it onto the right side, looking for the pick and roll. Chloe hits the deck, though, and now Casey's going to take the dribble. She takes it inside. She's got McGuire pushing her, and now we're going to get our second carry of the game called on Casey along the baseline. And again, a call we don't see that often.
Now Casey was determined to go that baseline. She had two defenders there, but she just kept pushing her way in. And finally, in her attempt to stay inbounds, ended up rolling the ball over right on the baseline.
Streaks back in a 2-3 now. As Anderson looks, middle of the floor to McGuire. McGuire's short jumper up about 14 feet, and she knocks it down, and she's now got nine.
Pioneers have hit their last four from the field to stay alive. They're still down seven, though, the streaks with the ball.
And time coming off that clock. We're now at the 2:05 mark. Casey topped the key. She's going to rotate it around. Jess, another three. This one partially blocked. McGuire took a swing at Jessica towards her gut. No call, though, and finally coming down with the basketball is Boner for Allman. Back the other way is Allman. Gets a 2-3. This one's Weatherall, short jumper, and now all of a sudden she found those legs that we were talking. Seemed a little weak earlier.
Down to a 5-point lead with just over a minute and a half to go as Lieber controls out high for the Silver Streaks.
Lieber top the key with the ball in her left hand. Now she's dribbling right hand to Casey. Casey on the far side of the floor now comes near side. Right-handed dribble. She gives it up to Sharon. So Streaks are going to run their clock killer play. It's kind of a weave with a box at the top of the free throw line. And now Casey.
Yep, just stacking the high post and breaking out from the low side. Defender. And, yep, they're going to figure that out pretty quick.
Well, the good thing for the Streaks is that Sharon's fast enough, but she's not able to come up with it. And now the Streak faithful not happy at all, as it looked like Sharon had equal opportunity with Weatherall, and that ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give the basketball to Allman. Timeout, and we haven't seen a signal. Oh, well, it's a full timeout, but we'll keep it right here as Allman's going to get the basketball. Minute six left to go. Streaks up by five. So the Streaks tried to run that clock burner, Jim, but unfortunately we're not able to keep it going. Got a little lazy with their passes.
Yeah, and the thing kind of slowed down and allowed the defense to anticipate what was happening. You really need to keep that thing moving in a crisp fashion, and as soon as it bogged down, Allman did jump in the passing lane there. An interesting scramble for the ball came all the way down the court. Like you said, it was a good thing it was Sharon, because she was so fast, she was able to prevent at least Allman. It ended up being a turnover, but they didn't get a breakaway layup, which could have cut that lead down to 3 points, so still anybody's game, although I still like our chances, but we got to take better care of the ball.
Well, yeah, and you know, the big thing, Jim, right there when you're running that is you also have to look for that overplay, because what the Streaks didn't do a good job of is usually when they're running that to perfection, you want to rub screens so that you get that little bit of an opening. The Streaks didn't do that there and were lazy with it, so then when there was an overplay of the basketball, nobody picked it up.
A couple of great individual performances tonight. Jessica Lieber with 26 and 29 now on the board for Erin Morrissey of Allman.
Ball comes inbounds to Isabella Anderson. She's got it at the top of the key. She dribbles in, takes a tough shot up and no good. Casey comes down with the rebound. Maybe an ill-advised shot there. Ball in the hands of Jessica now, and she's going to be fouled. And the good thing for the Streaks is that Allman has a lot of fouls to give. So if the Streaks play this right, they can really tick a lot of time off this clock, because that's only the fourth team foul. High school and college haven't gone to the rule like the NBA, where two fouls under a minute it results in free throws. So the Streaks, just by trying to whittle away the fouls, can run a lot of time off. As now we're at 54-53. No foul attempt yet by the Allman, surprisingly. 50. Just bounces the basketball. She's dribbling, bounces back and forth. She looked to give the pass to Allison, but overplaying was Boner. So Jess just keeps it. She's dribbling both sides of the floor. Now she cuts inside. Ball tipped away by McGuire. Streaks retained, though. Sharon picked it up and gives it to Jessica. Now Allison's got it on the far side. She's fouled. 31.6 left to go. Streaks up by five. That's only the fifth foul.
They had fouls to give there. So
yeah, Boner picks up her third. And that's what I don't get. I would almost be overplaying if I was Allman trying to get steals, being as overly aggressive. If you get a foul, so be it.
And I think that's what Coach Jay Hatch is imploring his team to do right here.
That ball thrown in, sloppily tipped, and now recovered by Allman. They've got it in their end of the floor. Jumper up by McGuire, and we're going to get a foul call. The Sharon went up for the block, and it's actually going to go against Jessica. That's her second foul of the game. And I'm a little surprised by that call. As now, McGuire at the line. She's 3 of 4. Make it 3 of 5 as she misses the front end. I'm sorry, that was Jess's first foul. They just got it up on the board real quick. 17 fouls on the Streaks. Second shot up. Streaks need to box out. That shot up and in by McGuire. Now a 4-point advantage for the Streaks. 69-65. And Weatherall going for the basketball, but kind of tackled Jess there. And Jess is going to the free throw line, but that's not 7 fouls yet. So still yet another foul needs to be taken by Allman. 25.7 left to go. Did you see the Mizzou-UCLA game, the end of that one?
We were listening to it.
Oh, man. UCLA had to do the same thing against Mizzou, and a couple of fouls bordered on intentional, and now Jess has to burn a timeout. Good heady play by Jessica as she couldn't get the ball in bounce. This one is going to be a full timeout, and we'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Local news and conversations with local newsmakers. The WGIL Evening News with Bob O'Connor, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14.
Game reset, 25.7 left to go in this one. Streaks up 69-65. Streaks have the basketball. 16 fouls on Allman, so they still have to commit one more to put the Streaks at the line. Streaks obviously want to get this ball into Jessica's hands if they can, but she will be the inbounder. 7 fouls for the Streaks. Streaks have 2 timeouts left as Jess gets into trouble again like she just did. Or in 1 timeout for Allman. Now the ball inbounds to Allison. Allison's got it. Boner trying to foul. No foul given. And now finally Isabel Anderson gets credit for the foul. And this will send Allison to line for 1-1. 69-65, 22 seconds left as 3.7 come off the clock there. This is going to be Allison's first trip to the free throw line in the game.
Erin Morrissey back in the game for Allman. I've been surprised. She sat down for the last minute or so. She's got 29 points and is the key offensive performer for the Pioneers. But she's been rested, but there's only 22 seconds to go. So
I wonder if Coach Hatch has gotten into trying to do offense defense to try to keep her out of foul trouble. First shot up and good. Clutch free throw right there by Allison, and she puts it in. 70-65 now. She's got 7. But, you know, if he got caught because of the fact that, you know, the Streaks turned the ball over that one time. Now the ball up, and it is good as well. Allison, 2 clutch free throws there.
Yep.
Pushes this game to 71-65.
Yeah, that ought to seal it unless Allman, if they're not a 3-point shooting team, so which that would be a need for 3 possessions here unless we foul.
Weatherall has it on the far side baseline. She dribbles, goes inside middle lane, and McGuire. Jumper up from 15 feet, no good. Chloe with the rebound. Chloe dribbles out. Coach Hatch wanted a travel, and Weatherall very close to intentional again as she went and just kind of bear-hugged Casey, who was trying to run away from her.
Well, Weatherall was extending the hand to help up, and Casey Williams would have none of it. She just looked the other way and headed to the free throw line.
Well, not who I would guess that Coach Hatch wanted to take that shot right there. Again, Morrissey just lighting the Streaks up for 29 points so far in this game. Well, you would think that that's who he wanted shooting the basketball. Casey hits on her first. Yeah. She struggled mightily from the line on the season. In this one, though, she is 3 for 3. 72-65. Streaks pull everybody off the free throw line.
And I don't think Morrissey's touched the ball offensively in the last 3 minutes.
Oh, no, definitely not. And the other one's good as well. That's 8 now for the Streaks lead. 3 up, and Bonert misses it long, and that's the game. Streaks come away with a 73-65 win. Improved to 12-6 on the season. 3-2 in the conference. Allman falls to 9-8 and still winless in the conference at 0-5. We'll be back to give you your post-game stats, to go over our post-game coaches interview sponsored by Breedlove Sporting Goods, and go through our post-game final stats brought to you by McDonald's. We also need to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do all that coming up in the post-game show. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
This button is blue, and you wear it to win. On your hat or your coat, this very blue pin. It's cash in your hand. If you're spotted, they say up to $500, and you'll say, no way. So pick up a button to pin on your coat. You could be a winner. That's one happy note.
Pick up your WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson, at Bill's Auto Body on the corner of Grand and Farnham, or at Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandberg Mall, all in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see. Who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits, and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The need for blood is always present. If you can donate blood, stop by Hy-Vee on Main in Galesburg on Monday, January 7th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center offers more information on our calendar at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 11 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 32. Tomorrow night, clear with an overnight low of 18. Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of flurries in the afternoon, high of 35. Saturday night, cloudy with a chance of flurries, overnight low of 22. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 28. And Sunday night, clear with an overnight low of 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 11 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, another good win for the Streaks here at home. Streaks come away with a 73-65 victory over the Allman Pioneers, and due in large part to them finally waking up after that first quarter. Shooting got much better after the first quarter. Streaks, quarter by quarter, went like this. They trailed 16-13 after one. were up 41-33 at half. Streaks were up 59-50 after three quarters and won it 73-65. Another good victory, and we're joined by Casey Williams and Chloe Anderson as Jim is going to do the post-game interviews, Breedlove Sporting Goods, in downtown Kewaunee. And I'm going to pass the headset over to, we're going to start with Chloe.
All right. Hopefully we can get enough cord there. So, Chloe, congratulations. A Western Big Six win is always nice, but I'll tell you, against this Alleman team, it's a hard-fought win. When you go out there, you go to battle in the lane because they've got some physical players, don't they?
Yep.
Do you like it the play that way, or would you just as soon little less contact out there?
No, I like to play that way. I like it when they call it loose, and we can just play hard and, I don't know, I guess play hard.
What did you feel was the most important thing, or what did Coach Massey tell you in this ball game? I don't know if he talks to you in the locker room afterwards for very long, but anything in particular that you did well tonight individually or as a team that you thought really helped to get the team over the top?
We just really focused on playing a strong offense because Alleman always has a good man-to-man defense, and we knew that they would have good D coming into this game. So we just had to fight on offense and do what we knew how to do and make good cuts and set good screens.
Yeah, and I guess never let up because it seemed like you'd get out to a 6-8-9-point lead, and when we'd start to feel pretty comfortable up there, but down on the court, that lead would vanish as soon as Alleman started getting a distance. So I guess in any ball game, but certainly in a conference game, you have to play end-to-end for four full quarters to win, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, well, thanks for stopping by, and we want to talk things over with Casey Williams here a little bit as well. And, you know, Casey, another one that I know, in fact, in the fourth quarter had one. You got fouled pretty hard down here, and you went down and cashed in at the free throw line. A very physical ball game with Alleman tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I just had to play through it and try my hardest and try not to foul out and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess in any game you've got to keep your head out there because you can lose your cool and do something that hurts the team, and you've just got to keep your focus, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about being a Silver Streak? What part of the game do you enjoy the most? Obviously, scoring is nice, but there are a lot of other elements of the game.
Well, I like being out on the perimeter and being able to, like, shoot three sometimes and being part of that and not having to be inside all the time and mm-hmm. being able to have plays where I can get layups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Defensively, what did you and the team do tonight? I know it was really tough. The Morrissey girl inside had 29 points. It was hard to handle her, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but we had to make sure, like, every play we were doing, all of our defense was right, and someone was always back there, even if they made easy layups or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you put up a pretty good total tonight, and winning it was 73 points. Got off to kind of a slow start, but then you hit your stride, and it seemed like tonight, you know, Jessica led in scoring, but you had good balance. A lot of you got to chip into this one tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and free throws, again, you came through a little bit there down the stretch and able to help out the team. So this is your only game of the week, which is kind of odd. So you're going to have a little extra practice time before you hit the court again, right?
Yep.
Which, is that good or bad in your eyes?
I think it's good. We need practice, a lot of it.
You sound like a coach.
Yeah.
Usually the players just want to play. So I guess you had a number of games in the holiday tournament, so all bunched together. So still a few things to work on, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, congratulations on putting up another win, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. That's Casey Williams joining us here on the Silver Streaks postgame. That's kind of a nice touch, Eric, that Coach Massey sends them up and lets them get a feel for doing some interviews.
Yeah, when they're willing to talk. For those that listened after the Jacksonville game, about all we got out of Rainey is that she was nervous and she wanted to wish everybody a happy or a Merry Christmas at that time. So the girls, always a good experience. And Myra Diggins here at the game tonight, another one that was not very happy when she had to come on the air. And
I remember listening to that.
Right,
she was pretty quiet. That was late last season.
Yeah. Many times that I've tried to get her on the air. We actually tried to get her to come on the air and talk with us at Peoria Emanuel earlier this season, and she declined.
Yeah. And it's funny because if you get a microphone away from her, she's probably the most talkative person you'd ever run into. But some kind of freeze a little bit when they know they're on the air. So, anyway, a good win tonight, and again, a nice gesture by Coach Massey to get the girls exposed a little bit and talking to the media. Plus, it gets him off the hook, right?
Yeah, well, I always wonder if that comes as part of it, is letting the girls come up here, but also allowing for him to take a break from talking with us at times.
Sure. So he's been around a while. He knows how to work the system. So,
all right. Well, we'll come back here after one more break and go over our final stats of the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits, and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, back with our final stats now. Our final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Streaks were led in scoring by Jessica Lieber. Yet again, 26 points to go with a rebound and 4 steals in the ballgame. Sharon Diggins, another strong game, 15 points and 5 rebounds and 5 steals. She scored 9 there in the second half. Jess actually, contrasting, had 19 in the first half. Streaks then had 8 apiece from Chloe Anderson, as well as Allison Manjuri, who had 2 threes and a clutch couple of free throws down the stretch. 4 points apiece for Danny Teal and Casey Williams, 3 points for Sammy Thompson, 2 points apiece for Lexi Daniels and Rainey Sibley, and Sabrina Clay chipped in 1. Streaks led in steals by Sharon Diggins with 5. Casey Williams led with 1 block. She also had 3 steals to go with that. And rebound leader for the Streaks, 5 for Sharon Diggins. On the other side of the coin, Aaron Morrissey, a monster game for Allman. 29 points to go with 6 rebounds, all defensive. 12 points for Ann Bonert, who scored 8 in the second half to go with 7 rebounds. She led Allman in rebounding. 10 points for Maddie McGuire, 7 for Anna Wetherill, 5 for Carly Anderson, and 2 for Daria Guzzo. Streaks, a pretty solid game overall. Unfortunately, a little slow starting, which has been an issue throughout the season, but they were able to come back in this one. What do you have for team stats?
Well, Silver Streaks finished 21 out of 54 from the field, 38%, but the addition of 10 of those shots being 3-point balls made that all the difference in the world. So it was a ridiculous night for the Silver Streaks, who hit those 10 threes, and anybody that was wearing the white ridiculous T-shirt, kind of a chilly night to be wearing a T-shirt, but you can wear it underneath, I guess, over the top of a long-sleeve jersey maybe, and go to McDonald's and pick up their sandwich for the three. 10 three-pointers tonight, and go get the cheeseburger. As for Alleman, they were 27 of 49, a good shooting night, 55% from the field, but only 1 three-pointer. So in that transition, they gave away 9 extra points to the Silver Streaks, who were hitting the three-pointers. Plus, as we mentioned, the Streaks had the better of it from the free-throw line tonight as well. Rebounds just about even, 28 for the Pioneers, 26 for the Silver Streaks. Turnovers, 27 for Alleman, 22 for Galesburg. And actually, that's a pretty low turnover count compared to some of the fests that you've had this year.
Well, and in Coach Massey's system, he has certain statistic markers that he looks for. One of them being that he wants to force 30 turnovers and over. So that didn't quite happen. He wants the Streaks to stay under 20. That didn't happen. Rebounding, he wants to keep it close. I mean, ideally, you'd want to out-rebound the other team, but in the system, there's so many offensive rebounds compared to defensive rebounds that that's sometimes more difficult. But he wants to out-offensive rebound the other team. And you want to get to the line. In this game, the Streaks, 21 of 24 from the stripe 10 of 15 for Allman. So the Streaks have a plus 11-point advantage there. So a good job by the Streaks as far as that's concerned. An overall good game for the Streaks, and they've got to be happy as they move to 3-2 in the conference. Allman's a little down this year. Obviously, they had an anticipated to have Sierra Davis and Dominique Davis. Dominique transferred to Anawan with Sierra, but Sierra has been injured all year, so they didn't even have her at the beginning of the year. And Zoe Kelso also has been out with her ACL and may not come back this year, and she's a senior this year. So kind of a tough squad for Coach Hatch, but they played a real strong game.
Okay, and we will not have the girls on again until, I guess they play on Monday. They got IVC in here, and it's going to be a busy week next week with girls Monday, boys Tuesday.
Then we go to Quincy on Thursday,
Thursday, I think. Yeah. We got a Thursday night conference game, and the boys Friday, and then we start getting into Martin Luther King tournament basketball the next two weekends. We're in the heart of the season. Once we get through the middle of January, it's downhill, and then next thing you know, you're looking at regional pairings. So good time to start playing good basketball, and the Streaks have won three of their last four.
Well, and then you look around the conference, UT beat Moline tonight 35-26, so they improved to 4-1 in the conference, so they still have a game advantage on the Streaks. Rockies was up 55-32 over Quincy after three, so you're going to assume that they're going to go on, so they'll be 5-0, still two games in front of the Streaks. Moline falls to 2-3. Quincy will fall to 1-4, and Allman at 0-5. It's going to come down to Rocky, UT, and Galesburg, and realistically, for the Streaks to have a chance in this conference, they're going to have to win out.
And it's going to be awful tough to do with Rock Island playing such good basketball. So I think right now you play the best that you can every night, try and improve in some area and get ready for not only the Martin Luther King tournament, which is kind of scattered out, but you're always focusing towards that regional. And it's a regional sectional complex with the Silver Streaks. If they play well, have a shot this year. So that's obviously the goal of the team is to be cohesive, get on the same page, and start rolling towards postseason.
Yes, it is. And we'll take one more break and come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Well, one last duty to do, and it's to name the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, Jim, we saw a very good game from the Streaks. They were able to put 73 on the board. You don't do that without scoring points. You saw Jessica Lieber with 26. Sharon Diggins with 15. Chloe Anderson chipped in 8. A good game for her offensively. But this player that we're going to name Crunch Time Player of the Game just came up big at the end and really sealed the game for the Streaks.
Yeah, when Alderman was still threatening at 69-65, they were in the ball game and trying to force some Galesburg turnovers and sent us to the foul line. And Allison Mangieri stepped up and knocked out two in a row. And just you could kind of just see everybody breathe a lot easier when that score went up to 71. And then the Streaks go on to win at 73-65. So while not a ton of pressure on those free throws, it was still what we needed to put us over the top and make sure that we came away with the victory. So Allison Mangieri gets our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And again, a nod to Jessica Lieber because she not only had a lot of points tonight, but as we said, she hit a lot of three-point shots in the early and middle part of this game that really kept Allman at bay when they were threatening to try and take the lead. So
she was actually 5 of 7 from 3, Jessica was, and was 5 of 6 from the line. So, you know, you're 100% right. But, you know, when you're talking about crunch time, Allison stepped up. And interesting situation. We called it on the play-by-play. Jessica was actually inbounding the ball, which we thought was a little odd, being that she's probably the one you want to go to the free throw line. But Allison got the foul, stepped up to the line, and knocked down both free throws. So a great job by her. And the Streaks now have another win to put under their belts. They're at 12-6 and looking forward to IBC on Monday.
Yep, and we will be here for that one and be here for a lot of home games during this month of January. 3 road games for the girls, all 3 conference games on Thursday nights the next 3 weeks, but otherwise any other games, including all of those Martin Luther King games, will be either here on the John Thiel gym court or a couple of those will be played over at Knox College over the weekends as well.
Exactly, and always a good experience for the girls to go over to Knox College, a slightly bigger floor. I know Coach Massey likes it because it really, when you're running the system, you really get to spread things out, and you know, where sometimes the three-pointers can be hard to come by because of the fact that everything gets congested. That doesn't happen as much on the bigger floor. And so we're going to get to see that. Also, some good teams coming in. So if you're going to come out and watch the Streaks, bring your radio, come out, listen, and watch the game. It's Centennial, one of the top teams in the state, is going to be here.
So as, Morton.
As well as Morton, who is always a pain in the Streaks side. And so it'll be good. And Peoria Central coming as well, which is a team that might be in the Streaks' way come sectional time.
So that's right.
We'll see. But before that, they have IVC on Monday. It'll be a rematch from last year's game in which Streaks went down to Chillicothe to play that game. So another good one. And hopefully, you know, we keep this rolling. And you're going to be doing double duty. So hopefully we don't wear you out too soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun month of January, and it's always more fun when both teams are playing well. And right now, the Silver Streaks boys and girls, not great teams, but they're both real good teams. And on any given night, they can put a good showing on the court, and we saw one tonight.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast. The result, beneficial to the Streaks. Streaks win at 73-65. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.